Bowie, Gene, Genie, Triple M, Jane, Dave, 9 minutes past six for North Jacqueline Nissan. Test drive the Nissan Juke today. A couple of clouds hanging around the coastline today. The Bureau says some rain on the way from Mackay with Sunday. It's more so next week. Details up very soon. The LNP came out yesterday, another promise for the election. Everybody's plucking out these promises left, right and centre, aren't they?
Yeah, why couldn't they do these sorts of things beforehand?
Throughout the whole year, they're saying the LNP, Deb Frecklington, says looking at a curfew for Townsville, Cairns, for the youth to try and curb like their crime rates when it comes to the issues that they're having with the youth up there in those areas.
Well, it's a big problem in Cairns especially, but also Townsville too, and to a certain degree here in Mackay and the Whitsundays.
Would it work though?
I don't think it would. Because what you'll find is, my personal opinion, I think the kids will run amok. Mum and Dad will start paying the $250 fine and everything, but it'll get to a point where they just say, get out of the house. That's my opinion.
Jim and Aurelie has called. Jim, what do you think about this youth curfew? Would it work?
I think it would. I think it's long overdue that somebody did something about the youth problem that we've got, not only in Cairns and Townsville, but in Mackay and other places as well, where kids are running around the streets after midnight till 3 o'clock in the morning or later, and the ages of them are doing it is quite outstanding. I worked at a job in town where I used to knock off about 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning, and the amount of kids that were roaming the streets at that time in the morning was quite alarming. And the age of them, I reckon some of them were as young as 9 and 10.
Yeah, I've heard that too. Yeah. 11-year-olds, that's ridiculous.
Do you think it's more the laws need to be changed to counteract that, or is it just a simple, send the kids home with a $250 fine for the mum and dad?
Well, I think it's a time that the parents were made accountable for what their kids do. Now, I'm a parent, a grandparent and a great-grandparent. And I know that kids are sometimes difficult to control. But just letting them run wild over night time is not the way to do it.
Yeah, I think a lot of people would agree with that statement there too, Jim. Liam in Mackay, what do you think? Would the youth curfew, would it work or do you think it wouldn't?
I think it's going to fix the problem, to tell you the truth.
Why is that?
Well, for the simple fact that, the 9 p.m. or 10 p.m. curfew, by that time, in the last hour, I reckon they'll probably steal a car and take off, so they don't get caught.
But what about the $250 fine that goes with it for the parents? Do you think the parents will be a little bit more vigilant and make sure the kids are at home?
Kids who defy parents now as teenagers, they are a bit of a hassle these days, and I know that there are certain teenagers that couldn't give a stuff about what their mother and father say or tell them to be home and all that kind of stuff. So,
where are the parents? Like, why aren't the parents looking after the kids and making sure the kids are at home? That's what my question is. Or do they not know the kids are getting out?
I reckon it's probably 50-50. Some parents will go, well, if I've got no control over it, why try and fight the battle? And then you've got the other half that don't even know that the parents don't even know the kids have removed the screen out the window to escape during the night.
Yeah.
You've got a point.
Yeah.
And what do you think about maybe having the kids locked up in a certain area? Because that's part of it as well.
Yeah, well, if they can do that, but being teenagers, being kids, we were all that age once and we would find any way possible to try and escape.
Exactly right. Were we any different? Good point, though. Thanks for your call there, mate. Appreciate it. Yeah, interesting.
Oh, very interesting. I mean, let's see how the trial works in Townsville and Cairns.
LNP, that's the promise for those areas. If it does work up there, who knows? It may even come into effect for Mackay Whitsundays. Let us know on our Facebook page, Triple M Mackay and the Whitsundays. The killers right now here, Triple M.